The Boardman River flows lazily past Phil and Barbara Nod's property. But they'll never forget the day 2 years ago next month that it overflowed and thigh-high water rushed onto their land.
We had railroad ties. We had huge trees. We had our neighbor's dock. You could stand there and watch people's picnic tables, and just, it was horrific.
They now live in a mobile home on their property. That's because mold has grown out of control in the house Barb has lived in for 40 years. She says the flood caused the mold.
And I try to stay away from it. And when I do go over, I wear a mask because immediately my lips burn, my eyes burn. It's just a really strange feeling.
The Renauds are among 13 property owners who sued for damages. Some have settled, but most are headed for trial. Many neighbors say property values have dropped. A judge has dismissed most claims against local governments. But contractors are still being sued for millions. Attorney Peter Warden represents Mullen Excavating.
The goal here is to try to compensate people fairly for what occurred on October 6, 2012.
However, he says some of the plaintiffs are suing for problems not related to the flood. Warden says that's not necessarily intentional.
But a common phenomenon in this situation is people don't really notice these settling issues or mold issues or water intrusion issues for years and years and years until there's a major event.
Warden will be meeting with plaintiffs next week in an ongoing effort to settle as many claims out of court as possible. So will this all be replayed when the next dams are taken out? Not likely, planners say. For one thing, they will use a different method this time to draw down water levels before the dam is demolished. Carl Platz is project manager with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which will oversee the next phase.
The primary drawdown will be by pumping the water around the dam rather than going in and removing the dam up front.
Another fear that persists is whether taking out the dams will make for more severe floods in the future. Not so, says Platz.
The dams along the Boardman River were constructed as power generation structures. They were not intended to be used for flood risk management. In some respect, these dams actually pose a flood risk because of their aging and deteriorating condition.
So for now, architects and engineers are finishing plans to take out Boardman Dam, and then they'll continue downstream to take out Sabin Dam and modify Union Street Dam. They figure, in spite of setbacks from the flood, long-term property values will go up when they turn the Boardman back into a cold water trout stream. This is Tom Carr in Traverse City for Interlochen Public Radio.